ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This morning we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Text Number 3, Punishment and Reward of Kali. Gamcha dharma dugham dinam, risham sudra parahatam, vivatsam ashru vandanam, shamam yavasam, Each hatim Gamcha Dharma Dukham Dinam Risham Sudra Parahatam Vivatsam Ashru Vadanam Shamam Yasvasam Each hatim Gamcha dharma dugham dinam Risham sudra parahatam Vivatsam ashru vadanam Shamam yavasam ichatim Matajis. Beneficial because one can draw religion from her. Dinam, now rendered poor. Risham, distressed. Sudra, the lower caste. Paraahatam, beaten on the legs. Vivatsam, without any calf. Ashruvadanam, with tears in her eyes. Shamam, very weak. Yavatsam, grass. Ichatim, as if desiring to have some grass to eat. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Although the cow is beneficial because one can draw religious principles from her, she was now rendered poor and calfless. Her legs were being beaten by a sudra. There were tears in her eyes, and she was distressed and weak. She was hankering after some grass in the field. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Now the purport, we want to look for a certain verse which Srila Prabhupada mentions numerous times. And this verse is, or this phrase is, for deriving religious principles. Please keep your ears open for that. For deriving religious principles. The purport is actually broken down into two different categories. The first category, Srila Prabhupada is extolling the virtues of milk and the importance of the Vaishnava community, the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, for having milk in their diet and in their religious practices as well. So listen for that, for deriving religious principles. The second part of the purport we'll get to eventually. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The next symptom of the age of Kali is the distress condition of the cow. Milking the cow means deriving the principles of religion in a liquid form. The great rishis and munis would live only on milk. Srila Sukadev Goswami would go to a householder while he was milking a cow, and he would simply take a little quantity of it for subsistence. Even 50 years ago, no one would deprive a sadhu of a quart or two of milk, and every householder would give milk like water. For a Sanatanist, a follower of Vedic principles, it is a duty of every householder to have cows and bulls as household paraphernalia, not only for drinking milk, but also for deriving religious principles. The Sanatanist worships cows on religious principles and respects brahmanas. The cow's milk is required for the sacrificial fire, and by performing sacrifices, the householder can be happy. The cow's calf not only is beautiful to look at, but also gives satisfaction to the cow, and so she delivers as much milk as possible. So this is the first half of the purport for this verse. We are in Kali Yuga. We can see just by what's happening in society today that all good qualities are in some cases slowly disappearing, and in some cases rapidly disappearing. And when Lord Krishna left this planet with all of his associates and entourage, at that point in time, Kali came in. Basically, my understanding of Kali is that as long as Lord Krishna and his associates, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all of his associates were here on the planet exhibiting their pastimes, then he would not come into the social order of things, because basically he knew that Lord Krishna would destroy him. So he waited. And then when Lord Krishna and all of his associates left, he came, and it was discovered that a sudra dressed as a king was beating a cow. This was unheard of. And Maharaj Pariksit was notified that this was happening, that this was going on in his kingdom. And so his reply was, this can't be happening, not in my kingdom. But because he was a good king, he got up from his sitting place and he went to see what was going on. And he came across a cow being beaten by Kali. So immediately he arrested him. But we can understand that the cow is the representative of all good qualities. Actually, Srila Prabhupada informs us several places in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the personality, the representative of the earth planet, appears in the form of a cow. And Dharma, all of the good qualities which appear in society, Dharma appears in the form of a bull. So when the cow and the bull are being beaten and taken advantage of, all good qualities are going to disappear within the social structure. Truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, and austerity. When the cow and the bull are being taken advantage of, when they're being beaten, when they're being killed and used as foodstuff for the sudras, and this type of diet being promoted as the best diet. If you go to the Western countries, you will see that this is happening. So we have a very serious responsibility because we are aspiring devotees, aspiring Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. And we know also, because Srila Prabhupada has given us the information, that Lord Krishna is a cowherd boy. He is the supreme cowherd boy. And in the early days, Srila Prabhupada gave us Srimad Bhagavatam, and he said, you read Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text Number 1, and then Text Number 2, Text Number 3. You don't jump over into Canto 10. But it wasn't very long after that, I think it was 1970, when Srila Prabhupada gave us Krishna Book, which is basically Canto 10, telling us about the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. So we are given this information. We are given this story, this true story of Lord Krishna taking birth in the family of cowherds. And we get to go through his childhood, where Lord Krishna, he is given the responsibility of taking the calves out to the pasturing grounds with his cowherd boyfriends. Nanda Maharaj felt that Lord Krishna, or let's say baby Krishna, as a five-year-old boy, he wasn't mature enough to take the cows. It was a little bit more than he would be able to handle. So Lord Krishna and the cowherd boys, they were given the responsibility, they were given the privilege of taking the calves out to the pasturing grounds and spending the whole day with them and making sure that they were getting enough fresh grass to eat, they were getting fresh water, and that they were not in harm's way, that the demons were not going to come and make problems for the calves. And as Lord Krishna grew up and became a little bit older, he and his cowherd boyfriends, they were given the responsibility when Nanda Maharaj felt that they were mature enough, they were given the responsibility to take the cows and the calves out to the pasturing grounds. In the Western countries now, in Kali Yuga, we are not seeing these activities. Even in India, we are not seeing these activities so much. Even in India, the cows, they are being exploited. The commercial dairy industry has gone into every nook and cranny of society, and the cows are simply looked at as objects for making money, for making a profit. They are continuously, we'll use the word raped, because they are not allowed to even be with the bull. They are artificially inseminated. They are kept pregnant, which is very stressful. They are kept making milk, so they're doing two jobs at once, making a baby and making milk. And when they are no longer able to give enough milk to make a profit for the farmer, they are sent to the slaughterhouse. 100% exploitation and abuse. This is not the way of cow protection. This is cow abuse, cow slaughter. But Srila Prabhupada wanted us to see cow protection. He gave us Krishna book in the early days. He wanted us to see how Krishna and the cowherd boys and the residents of Vrindavan are taking care of the cows so nicely. And the residents in Vrindavan, in the fifth chapter of Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada explains that they were not poor. Although they were village people, they were very rich because of their abundance of milk, their abundance of ghee, their abundance of curd. They were not poor people. And when they were coming to see Krishna, baby Krishna, they were wearing their silk saris and dhotis. And the ladies were wearing pearl earrings and gold bangles and necklaces. And Prabhupada explains how that when they came to the residence of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda, that they were so happy that baby Krishna was now with them, that they actually became engaged in a food fight. They were throwing yogurt on each other and butter and ghee, and there was no concern because the wealth was very, very deep. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us this glimpse into cow protection, simple living, high thinking, village life, so that we could understand it, we could get away from all of the materialistic desires and way of life that is becoming more and more prevalent in Kali Yuga. Last night, actually yesterday, I had the good fortune to go with Dinabandhu Prabhu and Basu Ghosh out to Gokul. We went to Ravel, Radharani's birthplace. There was 60 devotees from Delhi, two buses and several cars, and it was a very wonderful experience. When we came back, closer and closer into Raman Reti, to the temple, all of the roads were completely choked, and we were stuck in it for almost 3 hours, trying to get closer and closer to the temple, and the police had some of the roads blocked off, and consequently, because some of the roads are blocked off, everybody was trying to find a way in, and we just finally had to park the vehicle and walk. So materialistic advancement is becoming more and more prevalent. More and more people are trying to enjoy their senses without any regards to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I remember the first time I came to Vrindavan, I think it was 1983. It was very wonderful. You know, the traffic noise wasn't here like that. But now, even early in the morning, we are hearing all the horns, or people are going to work. Anyway, it's very congested. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us information. About the importance of milk. There's a lot of concern in the Karmi society. There is a group of people who are becoming vegans, where they are not taking dairy products in their diet. And this is mainly because of compassion. They can't stand to see the innocent animals and the cows being exploited. There's no compassion. At one time, 1974, I actually worked in a commercial dairy for 4 years. And the first thing that the owner told me when I came to work on the first day, he said, I look at my cows as dollar signs. If they don't produce enough milk for me to make a profit, I send them immediately to the slaughterhouse. So this was his only concern, that he make profit off of the exploitive activities that he is engaging the cows in. So this vegan movement around the world is becoming very strong. And even a lot of devotees are taking up to this diet. A lot of devotees will tell you who are following a vegan diet that if they could get Haribo, Shushi Gornitai Kijai, Krishna Balaram Kijai, Radhisham Kijai. If they could get dairy products from cows that are being protected, they would very much like to incorporate those dairy products within their diet. Srila Prabhupada is telling us that householders should keep cows and bulls as household paraphernalia for drinking milk. And for what other purpose? Deriving religious principles. This is something which is not, at least in my travels, is not being discussed in this whole issue of milk within the diet. But Srila Prabhupada is mentioning it here a number of times. Deriving religious principles. Our lives are based on activities which are to derive religious principles. Foremost of which, there are two main activities. Harinam Sankirtan, spreading Srinam Prabhu around. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave us the mercy of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is to soften our hearts, to purify our hearts, so that we can understand the finer points of developing bhakti yoga, love of God. And Srila Prabhupada, in the very early days, he brought this whole concept to us of cow protection. Krishna is a cowherd boy. It's not that we can read Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna book and say, yes, Krishna was a cowherd boy. These activities are eternal activities of the Lord. Krishna is a cowherd boy. When we come to Mangalarti and we see Gornitai, we are very happy. And we are feeling the mercy of Srinam Prabhu, the mercy of the holy name. But there's another verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where maybe you know, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is an astrologer who is looking at his chart, and he's completely amazed because he's seeing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu interrupts him and he says, you really do not know who I am. Because in my previous birth, I was a cowherd boy. And because of taking care of the cows and calves, Performing these pious activities, I am now able to take birth in the family of Brahmins. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is explaining like this. So now, after we greet Sri Sri Gaurinitai, we move over to the next altar, and there's Krishna and Balaram, cowherd boys. So we can understand from this one verse alone that now we can see also Gaurinitai as cowherd boys. These two activities, chanting of the holy name and taking care of Lord Krishna's cows, are very important activities. Another very important activities, which I can't give enough importance to, enough credence to, is the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada's books have all of the nectar, they have all of the instructions, they have all of the information that we need to know in order to understand ourselves within our hearts the importance of chanting the holy name, living a simple life, taking care of cows. Not just so we can have milk, but that we can derive religious principles, show society within this time of Kali Yuga the importance of cow protection. Being a vegan is really not the solution. I followed a vegan diet for many years because I understand what goes on in commercial dairies. I understand what goes on when the cow is no longer able to produce enough milk. But really, the alternative that we have to present is knowledge of cow protection. Not only to present the knowledge, but we have to live that alternative. So when we're out distributing Prabhupada's books and we're talking about the importance of cow protection and taking care of her, we can actually say, we have dairies, we have cruelty-free, Krishna-conscious dairies, goshalas, where if you want to follow a diet with dairy products in it, which is cruelty-free, which is full of love for Lord Krishna's cows, you can get yogurt, you can get ghee, you can get curd from these facilities. It's not enough for us to say, don't take dairy products in your diet from cows that are being abused and murdered. We actually have to supply the alternative, which is cruelty-free, lifetime-protected dairy products. Then we can say, all right, go ahead and take dairy in your diet, because this dairy that you're getting from these Krishna-conscious goshalas, the cows are completely loved from birth to death. And according to Wheel of Birth and Death, there's 8,400,000 different types of bodies that one can take birth in according to one's consciousness at the time of death. And in this wheel of birth and death, the mode of goodness is the cows. And if the cows are allowed to die a natural death, if they're allowed to leave their bodies naturally, then minimum next birth is human form. Minimum. So it's a very important service for us to take care of the cows from birth to death. And especially at the time of death, when they're going through this transition, that they're being given even more Krishna consciousness, that they are surrounded with kirtan. They are given garlands from the deities. They are given holy water. If you have some Govardhan dust, if you have some dust from other holy places, you are giving. Are the cows considered as devotees? If you go over here to Krishna Balaram Mandir, or if you go to Kurmarupa's Goshala, care for cows, do we see them as Vaishnava devotees of the Lord? Yes, we do. They are giving their whole lives in service to Guru and Gauranga. Not only milk, but also the bulls are very important. How many brahmacharis in this temple? 100 brahmacharis? So, if you have 100 brahmacharis and you give them some training, that's very good. But if you don't give them any service, that's very bad. See, because this life, here we are, it's Kali Yuga, it's a very terrible time. But somehow or another, we've come to the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. We've come to be trained. We've come to be given service so that Krishna consciousness can flourish, can be spread to every town and village. So the same thing is true with the bulls. They don't give milk. So people are thinking, they're useless, isn't it? But it's not a fact. In Vedic times, the cows were not bred to produce milk. They were bred to produce bulls. There was no tractor. There was no diesel fuel. So in Vedic times, when the cows gave a bull calf, the farmer, he was very happy. Because now he's thinking, oh, I can take care of the agricultural activities. I can grow the grains. Prabhupada explains in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text Number 18, that the duty of the bulls, the dharma of the bulls, is to plow the agricultural fields and produce food grains. He's considered as one of the fathers. The father provides for the family. And when the family is not being provided for, then there's poverty. So it's very important in our goshalas that when a bull is born, they're coming into Krishna's activities. It's another member of Lord Krishna's entourage. He's coming to show the example, to show the importance of the cows and the bulls. It's not that, oh, it's just another mouth to feed. And he's Dharma. Prabhupada explains that the bull is a representative of Dharma. So when we are serving personally Dharma and showing that example within life, then society will start to turn around all these bad activities that we're witnessing in Kali Yuga. They can be held at check. And the more we do it, eventually, these activities of Kali Yuga will be turned around and people will come to say, stop killing the cows and bulls. They are more useful alive than dead. So the cows were bred to produce bulls. The second reason cows were bred was to produce manure. Manure is very, very important in agriculture. In America, cow's manure is considered to be the best manure in organic farming. The farmers call it farmer's gold. It's considered as valuable as gold. Not only for agriculture, but for fuel. In India, cow dung was collected. It was made into patties, and it was used for many reasons. But one of the main reasons was for cooking. Now, we all know that in India there is a vast trade of taking cows off of the street and sending them to the slaughterhouse. And we see in areas where this is going on that the forests are becoming, let me just repeat or rephrase that, where there are not many cows anymore, the forests are disappearing because most of the villages are still cooking with cow dung. And when that substance is no longer available, then the ladies, they're going into the forest, they're cutting the branches off the trees, and the forests are dying. So the second reason, cow dung, had many important reasons, the first two of which were for cooking. Also, the village ladies would use it for sanitizing the huts and the yards around the village. The third reason that cows were bred in Vedic times was for urine. Urine, as we know, is also very advantageous in agriculture. But there's a whole section of the Vedas, which is Ayurveda, and cow urine plays a big role in Ayurveda. The fourth reason that cows were bred, and it wasn't even considered a reason, was milk. They said, it'll come automatically. We don't have to breed just for milk. You see. So, deriving religious principles. Does Lord Krishna like milk sweets? I see some smiles. Who thinks, if you think that Lord Krishna likes milk sweets, raise your hand. Does Krishna get milk sweets when he wakes up in the morning? So it's really not an option for us to be vegans. The option is that we give knowledge, just as Srila Prabhupada has given us knowledge of the importance of cow protection. And that we have cruelty-free goshalas where people can come and see the cows being taken care of nicely. They're devotees. They've taken birth in Krishna Balaram Mandir Goshala. They're devotees. We need to treat them as devotees. This life is very important, that they're trained, they're given service, the fruits of their labor are all going to Guru and Gauranga. It's very important. And it's important that society sees this compassionate cow care. So I'm going to touch very briefly now on the second part of Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada also mentioned, as far as educating people about these horrific facts and activities of the slaughterhouse, that we shouldn't show these types of pictures in Back to Godhead. But what we should do is educate on the positive aspects of cow protection, the importance of milk within the diet. So, this is the second half of the purport. And Srila Prabhupada categorizes these demoniac activities, which we should avoid. The cow's calf not only is beautiful to look at, but also gives satisfaction to the cow. And so she delivers as much milk as possible. Satisfaction to the cow. Now, Srila Prabhupada is going to change. But in the Kali Yuga, the calves are separated from the cows as early as possible for purposes which may not be mentioned in these pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. The cow stands with tears in her eyes. The Sudra milkman draws milk from the cow artificially. There's no mention of deriving religious principles. The Sudra milkman draws milk from the cow artificially. And when there is no milk, the cow is sent to be slaughtered. Now Srila Prabhupada classifies these activities. These greatly sinful acts are responsible for all the troubles in present society. Now, one thing I'd like to bring to your attention, when I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada, I was very fortunate. Srila Prabhupada still had three sets of his India Bhagavatams, and he gave me one set. And the India Bhagavatams were published between 1962 and 1965. So these words, Prabhupada is using these words and thoughts and presenting to us even before he left India and came to America and developed ISKCON. So Prabhupada is reaching, he's reaching out to a universal audience. These greatly sinful acts are responsible for all the troubles in present society. Not just one or two, but all the troubles in present society. People do not know what they are doing in the name of economic development. The influences of Kali will keep them in the darkness of ignorance. Despite all endeavors for peace and prosperity, they must try to see the cows and the bulls happy in all respects. Foolish people do not know how one earns happiness by making the cows and bulls happy. But it is a fact by the law of nature. Let us take it from the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam and adopt the principles for the total happiness of humanity. All the troubles in present society are caused by cow exploitation. So we have a big responsibility upon our shoulders, not only to maintain Srila Prabhupada's temples very nicely, but to understand his instructions on all aspects, whether it's brahminical activities, whether it's vaishya activities, doesn't matter, because they're all surcharged with Krishna conscious activities, power. We do not wish to continue supporting the influence of Kali. We do not wish to continue supporting the use of commercial dairy. The one argument which is given is that, well, Srila Prabhupada took milk from commercial sources. That was in the very early days. And in the very early days, after Prabhupada came to America and started ISKCON, he spoke very strongly about cow protection and the importance of cow protection. That every city temple should have a rural community. The school should be in the countryside so that the children are not bothered by all of the phantasmagoria of material desires which are running rampant in the cities. That fruits and vegetables can be grown, flowers can be grown, fruits can be grown in the countryside and sent into the city temples. For a number of reasons. One reason is because they are being grown with love and devotion by the devotees for Guru and Gauranga. Prabhupada spoke very strongly about rural communities, not just for one or two places, but for every city temple, and that the dairy products can also be brought into the city temples, and that there would be ample ghee, so that in the restaurants that the city temples had, they could use ghee for cooking, and it would enhance the flavor of the prasadam so much that people would come many times to Govinda's restaurants. They would come to the temple for prasadam, and they would be able to be convinced that prasadam is the diet. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to show the example, not say that, oh, if you do like this, then such and such will be the result. But he wanted us to be showing the example. We can talk about cow protection, but we need to live cow protection. It's very simple. And by living cow protection, by actually serving Gomata, by actually serving her, your life will be changed. For those of us who knew Kurma Rupa, I met Kurma Rupa in the early 80s when my son was a student here at the Gurukula. And Kurma Rupa Prabhu was an ashram teacher. And my son was one of his pupils in the ashram. And at that time, he wasn't taking care of cows. And as he got more and more into taking care of cows, and we would talk on the occasions that we had to meet each other. And the more and more he was taking personal care of the cows, his heart was changing, and he went through so much. I'm not going to say that his heart became soft, because he was always a very soft person. But the cows changed him dramatically. The more he fed them, the more he gave them pure water to drink, the more he became more and more involved in rescuing the hurt cows from the streets of Vrindavan, and took care of them and healed them. There was many times that he and I would cry together, just torrents of tears, with these realizations of how important cow protection is, that it was such a wonderful experience to see how the holy name was changing our lives, and taking care of cows was changing our lives. So I can only encourage every one of you to become more and more active in this aspect of Krishna consciousness, cow protection, whether you're talking to people and explaining the importance of ahimsa milk, as it's being called in the Western world, taking care of the cows. Their four legs are considered as the four pillars of religious life: truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, and austerity. By taking care of the cows, we can bring these activities back into the social fabric of the world. There's going to be a period of time, 10,000 years, where the spiritual renaissance will be going on, basically as we know it, Krishna consciousness. So we need to, and Prabhupada has told us, it will be in every town and village. So it's important that we put these activities into practice in every town and village, so that Kali Yuga can be held at bay, Krishna consciousness will flourish, and we will see the importance of the cows and bulls become very prevalent in society, and their misuse and mistreatment and slaughter will be completely stopped. So once again, we're not vegans. There is a term which has been coined, Krishna Dairyans. We are utilizing dairy products from Krishna's cows, or any cows for that matter, who are being taken care of with love and devotion and being allowed to transition through death, leaving this body, and minimum taking birth in human form, and if not, going back to Godhead. So we need to show the alternative, and we need to stop supporting this activity, which Prabhupada says is the cause of all troubles in present society. Thank you very much. Any questions, comments? Okay, so no questions means you understand completely, isn't it? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.